Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
8:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed.
Yes, sir.
Our next guest is such a gentleman. When I texted him and asked him, could he come on the show and gave him a time, he said, sure. I said, thank you. He said, no. Thank you. So much of a gentleman he is. Joining us right now from NBC Sports Washington, he is Alan May. What's going on, Alan?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to morning. Be with you.
Thank you very much. Here with Ed Norris, Rob Long, and Jeremy Kahn. Now, you got to take us from your perspective of what happened last week on the ice between the Rangers and the Capitals. We saw it from a television standpoint, but you're a little bit closer to it than us. How weird was that whole scene?
Well, you know, it's one of those things with social media today and the way a lot of people in the media try to make a name for themselves. I thought it was completely blown out of proportion because it's one of those things that happens all the time. And, you know, there's going to be Rangers fans that are going to be pissed off and see it the other way. But we've seen those plays so many times over the course of National Hockey League. And the way I see it is I'm kind of tired of anytime someone just casually bumps into a goaltender that there's an uproar and, you know, all of a sudden there's pushing and shoving. And I've seen too many players over the years knock an opposition player into their own goaltender and then jump on him like the guy just did something, like he assaulted a grandmother walking across the street. And you see it over and over. But Pavel Buchnevich, who the guy Tom Wilson went after, I think there's more to the story with Buchnevich and, you know, doing little things behind the play, hitting guys with a stick, hits from behind. And it was one of those chances where he did something, and they kind of went after him, specifically Wilson. And then everyone jumps on Wilson, and we see guys get in these pileups all the time. And then there's big scrums. And, you know, Wilson was pushing on the guy, gave him a couple little shots. And then someone jumped on Wilson's back. Wilson turned around. Someone jumped on his back again from the Rangers. Next thing you know, there's five guys in a pile, then there's six, then there's seven. Wilson's the biggest, the strongest, and he comes ripping out of it with a guy. And I would say the only area I really fault him is once he realized which guy, you know, he realized who it was, he started giving him some extra shots. This entire thing took about 4 or 5 seconds. It wasn't a full-on, you know, didn't take half a day. And I think the media just jumped all over it, and guys trying to make a name for themselves in the media. I thought the Rangers totally overreacted. I thought it was ridiculous. And, you know, it was World War III. We haven't heard a damn thing about it since. You know, all of a sudden, he's the worst guy, number one villain in the world. Well, when I played, that probably happened every second game. Well, it's a lot different time than I played now. But I just think with the sensationalism of social media and all the gutless punks, even Caps fans that were going after Rangers fans for their opinion, it's ridiculous. And it built into something that makes the game look bad because it spotlights a simple little incident. And I saw things far worse since that night in the National Hockey League, and I saw some other things that night in the National Hockey League that if everyone would have got their little thumbs on Twitter, they would have blown it out of proportion too.
Absolutely. And nobody's talking about Buchnevich. That cross-check was vicious the next time they faced off, but that's another story. What about the fact Ovi didn't get a 30-goal season this year because a shortened season, a little bit of an injury? Is he like the unluckiest guy ever? Because he's chasing, you know, for the all-time – he's not going to catch Gretzky. I mean, he's one of the top goal scorers of all time. But this season being shortened and some of the stuff he's faced, I think really hurts him as far as the record books.
You know, I don't know how unlucky he is. He scored a lot of goals. Yeah. But at the same time, there's been a lot of obstacles in his way to get there. But, you know, that's just part of it. Everyone in the league's had to deal with those things. And, you know, there's asterisks in front of everything now if you want to. But, you know, it's going to be a tough road. And I've said this forever. I don't know if that body can hold up because he's hardly ever missed. This is the longest stretch of hockey he's ever missed in his career. And he comes back last week in that Ranger game and it plays 38 seconds, the very first shift of the game, you know, bumps into someone on the ice, drags his leg a little bit and retweaks, re-injures, whatever you want to call it, that injury. But, you know, this has been happening. It seems like every collective bargaining agreement, there's something. No one in the world would have ever thought we'd be in a pandemic and, you know, all the things that we've had to deal with this last year. So, you know, those are things that everyone's life has stopped and things have happened. So, you know, if he does ever break that record, he's going to have to really take care of that body. He's going to have to go to a whole different level of maintenance and things. And it's going to take a lot longer than people always expect him to continue that same torrid pace that he's had. And I just think it's too tough with father time and the way he's played. You know, I don't know how many players have more hits than him than in their career. And, you know, the younger Ovi, you know, until a couple of years ago, was leading the league in hits for forwards almost every year.
Yeah.
So it's good. I think it's going to be tough because I've said forever that when his body goes, it's going to stop. And he's got a huge heart. And last night he played with a lot of heart. And at some point, the heart's not going to be able to make those legs go if injuries start to mount up. So that, to me, is going to be the biggest thing, whether he can stay healthy. And he's lost. His first year of the National Hockey League was a lockout, like when he should have been playing, I believe. And there's so many different things that have happened. That just has – it goes with the territory. Wayne Gretzky only had to suffer through half a lockout. Didn't have to go through other work stoppages. Mm-hmm. Other players in the course of their career had an entire season, you know, that same season that would have been Ovi's first, they've missed. So it's going to be tough for him to break Gretzky's record.
Yeah. Talk to me about the Caps in the postseason and how excited are you to finally see another team outside of the seven teams you've seen over and over and over again?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, they've got to get there because with the way the divisional format is, because the Canadian teams, you know, you can't go into Canada, you can't leave Canada. So you have that Northern Division up there, and their regular season is not going to be over until next Wednesday afternoon. So when their games are over, the Northern Division playoffs can start Wednesday night, from everything I've read. So they've had COVID postponements. So their division is going to continue to play, and then their playoffs will start on Wednesday. The Caps start Saturday. I think the rest of their division starts on Sunday. And just a lot of things in playoffs, but it'll be good to have playoff hockey. I hope it's a more physical brand and more intense because I really haven't, throughout the course of the league this year and the pandemic hockey, I haven't really liked the way the games have been played. I think it's been too technical, not enough smash mouth. I love physical hockey in the playoffs, but we haven't seen a lot of that. I call it laptop hockey where, you know, it's, you know, you're going to X and you got to pass to Y, and there's too much of that, not enough raw motion. And I hope we get the raw motion back in the game and, you know, a lot more pushing and shoving and a little bit of hatred, because a little bit of hatred is really good for the game. And it adds, you know, the controversy, the animosity buildup makes for way more emotional games, in my opinion.
I love you.
There he is, Alan May. Alan, thanks a lot, my friend. Look forward to talking to you again before the playoffs begin.
Take care, guys. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You want to text in about the hockey. Maybe Ed can answer your questions.
I just love that answer because I agree with him. It's just – it's like everything else. I mean, the NBA's gone this way and NHL's gone this way. It's just – it's not as, you know.
They're going to start flopping in hockey?
No. There's no load management either. They play every day.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.